请我们一起来看腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians,
第一章
chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章
Philippians chapter 1.Verse 21. Chapter 1 of Philippians, verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 22. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. Verse 20. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
保罗在这段圣经里面，提到他的人生有一个很重要的目标。
In this passage, Paul speaks of his important goal in life.
就是要让基督在他身上能够显大。
Which is to let Christ be exalted in his body.
它是一个工具，让基督的样式能够在他的身上表现出来。
He was an instrument through which Christ will be manifest through him.
那到最后的目标就是我活着就是基督。
And his ultimate goal is to live is Christ.
那我死的就有益处。
And to die is gain.
有时候我们在比较圣经里面两个老人。对人生的回顾。
If we compare two individuals in their old age in the Bible,
一个就是所罗门在传道书提到他的人生。
One of them being Solomon, who discussed about life in Ecclesiastes.
他最后的结论，人生是很虚空的。
Whose conclusion was that life was meaningless.
另外一个就是保罗。
The other being Paul.
保罗要离开世界。
Before Paul left the world,
他觉得人生并不虚空。
He did not think that life was meaningless.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He said, "A crown of righteousness is in store for me."
为什么对人生的结论不同？
Why do these two people have different conclusions about life?
我们发现他们活着的时候，他们努力的目标不一样。
It is because while they were alive, their goals were different.
所罗门在活着的时候，他的努力的目标，就是要讨肉体的欢喜。
Solomon's goal in life was to indulge in pleasure.
他说：“我心里所向往的，我没有一样禁止不享受。”
He said, "I did not refrain from anything that I desire."
所以他的时间、精力，一切都投入在满足他的欲望上面。
He gave all his time and energy to finding pleasure.
也可以说，肉体的欲望就等于取代了神的地位。
Therefore, the desires of his flesh replaced the role of God.
结果，当他肉身要离世的时候，他发现这是空的。
So when he was about to die, he realized that all these were meaningless.
但是保罗他的人生目标就不一样。
But Paul's life goal was different.
他说：“我活着就是基督。”
He said, "For me to live is Christ."
要努力把主耶稣活出来。
His goal was to live as Christ.
那我死的那一天，我就发现是有益处的。
So to him, death is gain.
我们常常会发现啊，做人真的很难做。
It is actually difficult to conduct ourselves in this world.
你到底要怎么去做人呢？
How can you be a good person?
有时候我们常常说要效法这个人，效法那一个人。
Sometimes we like to look up to role models.
但是每一个人到最后，你发现都有缺点。
But ultimately, everyone has his shortcoming.
那到人做人的目标是什么？
So what is the goal of life?
要像什么样的人才是真的一个值得我们效法的人？
Who can be a true role model?
我想这个人应该就是耶稣基督。
None other than Jesus Christ.
我们信的主，他就是我们追求的目标。
As believers, Jesus Christ should be our goal.
但是我们要把主耶稣活出来之前，先要对他有认识。
But before we can live as Christ, we must know Christ.
我们才能够把他活出来。
Only then is it possible to live like him.
那对主耶稣的认识就是一种信仰不断追求的一种过程。
And the knowledge of Christ is obtained through constant progress in the faith.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
神是无限的。
God is infinite.
神的奥秘隐藏在耶稣里面。
But his mystery is found in Christ.
所以对主耶稣的认识是无限的。
Therefore, our knowledge of Jesus Christ can be infinite.
没有一个人能够说我完全认识耶稣。
No one can ever claim to have fully understood Jesus.
因为没有一个人能说我完全认识神。
No one.Just as no one can claim that he has fully known God.
神的具体显现就是耶稣。
Jesus Christ is the bodily manifestation of God.
我们现在看以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
以弗所书第一章十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那世人智慧和启示的粮赏赐给你们，使你们真知道他。十八节。
18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。十九节。
19.
并且知道他向我们信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。这里保罗在描写主耶稣也是天上的神。
Paul depicts Jesus Christ, the God of heaven.
他说我们要从圣灵得到启示跟智慧。
Saying, we should receive revelation and wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够真知道他。
So that we may know him better.
因此一个人要认识神那一个关键就是要有神的灵住在他里面。
Therefore, the key to knowing God is to have God live in him.
神很有智慧。
God is wisdom. God is wise.
他给我们一点点智慧，我们就能够对他有所认识。
Even if he imparts a little bit of his wisdom to us, we will know him.
那我们认识神才知道，他的恩召有何等的指望。
And when we know God, we will know the hope to which we have been called.
神选召我们那个盼望是何等的可贵。
Will realize how precious our calling is.
他的荣耀有何等的丰盛。
We will understand the glory, the abundance of his glory.
他住在人所不能靠近的光里面。
We know that he lives in a light that man cannot approach.
他能力何等的大。
We'll realize his immeasurable power.
这个都是要神的灵在我们心中做工。
All these come about through the Spirit of God.
如果没有神在我们心中做工，很难认识他。
If God's Spirit does not move us, we cannot know Him.
所以人能够认识神，这不是人能够自夸的。
Therefore, we cannot boast about our knowledge of God.
加拉太书里面保罗说，耶稣将他自己启示在我心里面。
According to Galatians, Paul said, God has revealed His Son, Jesus Christ, in my heart.
世俗的学问都是从下往上去追求的。
In a secular knowledge, you go from the bottom up.
你只要努力去读。头脑聪明，你就读得通。
In other words, you just give everything you've got to studying, and you will understand.
但是只有认识神，是要神启示，你才能够认识他。
But to know God, you need to receive revelation from God.
神要启示那谦卑的人。
And God reveals His will to the humble.
向聪明通达的人就隐藏。
But hides His will from the learned and the wise.
叫人没有办法靠着这个自己的智慧能够夸耀什么。
So that no human being can boast about anything.
然后他用人所认为愚拙的道理来拯救人。
And God uses teachings that are foolish to men to save.
这个就是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
我们现在来看哥罗西书。
Please turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。第十节。
10.
穿上了新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Verse 9. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
这个地方说我们要穿上新人。
We should put on the new self.
这个新人就是主耶稣的形象。
And this new self has the image of Christ.
那下面说要在认识主的形象，照他主的形象的知识上渐渐更新。
The new self is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
那我们对主耶稣也是对天上的神认识越来越清楚， 用这个知识渐渐在更新我们自己。
The more we know about God, the more this knowledge can renew us.
如果我们问说你认识某某人
，Suppose we you claim to know someone.
我们常常会说我认识他。
We always say I know this person.
但是如果我们问深一点
，But we if we keep asking，
你知道这个人头脑在想什么吗？
Do you know what this person is thinking?
他的观念是什么吗
？Do you know his mentality?
你很难讲。
You probably don't know the answer.
所以我们对一个人认识常常是很肤浅、很表面的。
Our knowledge of other people is often very superficial.
我们对主耶稣的认识也是一样。
The same is true with Jesus Christ.
我们知道他是一个人。
We know that he was a man.
我们知道他活33年。
We know that he lived 33 years.
我们知道他被钉十字架。
We know that he was nailed on the cross.
这个都是很表面的。
All these are superficial knowledge.
但是对主耶稣的品格
，But concerning the character of Jesus Christ，
对主耶稣的心思意念
，Concerning his mind and heart，
这个不是这么简单能够认清。
We may not know those things easily.
所以我们常常在查考圣经
，That's why we often study the Bible.
都会有新的发现
，And as we do that, we have new discoveries.
对主耶稣有新的认识
，We have newer understandings of Jesus Christ.
那用那个新的发现、新的认识，再来调整我们自己。
And we renew ourselves or adjust ourselves according to the new knowledge.
那这样我们就能够在神的形象上一直在进步。
And that is how we can improve towards the image of God.
那这就是我们每一天的所需要努力的功课。
And that is a lesson we must work on daily.
所以信仰需要时间的。
Faith takes time to shape.
没有时间，没有办法完全，没有办法进步。
If you don't put in sufficient time, you cannot improve your faith.
因为我们要花时间来亲近他。
It takes time to draw close to God.
来认识他。
It takes time to know God.
来自我反省。
And to examine yourself.
来自我调整。
And to readjust yourself.
那使我们能够渐渐一直在神的形象上能够进步。
So that eventually you can become more and more like the image of God.
那从圣经看起来，一个人活着就是基督，应该有两个很重要的特性。
According to the Bible, to live as Christ constitutes two important characteristics.
第一个就是他应该有基督的香气。
First is if a person has lives like Christ, he has the fragrance of Christ.
第二个，他应该有基督的心。
And secondly, he would have the heart of Christ.
这个叫做活着就是基督。
That's what it means to live is Christ.
香气是外在的表现。
Fragrance is an outward sign.
心思是内在的心态。
And the heart refers to the inward being.
所以我们要把基督活出来，这个包括内在，也包括外在。
Therefore, to live is Christ involves both the external and the internal.
好，我们现在来看哥林多后书第二章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。并借着我们在各处显扬那因为认识基督而有的香气，这里保罗说他要感谢神能够在各处显扬因为认识基督而有的香气。
Paul gave thanks to God because through him, God spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him.
主耶稣是一个世界上最吸引的人的一个人。
Jesus Christ is the most attractive individual.
全世界四分之一的人口都被他所吸引。
A quarter of the world population is attracted to him.
今天我们会开车这么远来到这里，也是被他所吸引，不然我们为什么会来？
We travel such a long distance to church today because we have been attracted by him.
因为基督有香气。
This is because Jesus Christ has his fragrance.
那基督的香气也要借着信他的人来显扬出来。
And the fragrance of Christ will be spread through his believers.
所以我活着就是基督，也就是说我活着要把基督的香气显明出来。
To live is Christ means to spread the fragrance of Christ.
我们看十五节
，verse 15。
哥林多后书第二章的十五节
，2 Corinthians 2:15。
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救人的身上或灭亡人的身上，都有基督的香气。
For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
这里说在得救人的身上要有基督的香气。
To those who are being saved, we need to have the aroma of Christ.
这个得救就是表示已经相信耶稣、已经受洗的人。
Those who are being saved are the believers of Jesus Christ who have been baptized.
我们在他们身上要有基督的香气。
We need to be an aroma of Christ to them.
为什么
？Why?
如果我们看《使徒行传》，当时使徒教会的信徒在生活。
If we consider the apostolic church,
他们是同心合意的，他们是充满着喜乐。
In their daily lives, they lived in harmony and were in joy.
也可以说，天国的滋味就在使徒教会里面。
They were able to experience heaven on earth.
那是公义的，那是和平的，那是喜乐的。
They experienced the righteousness, the peace, and the joy in the heavenly kingdom.
那为什么使徒教会里面能够活得好像在地上，好像天国一样呢？
Why was the apostolic church able to live like as if they were in heaven?
因为当时他们被圣灵充满，生命有极大的改变，每一个人都有基督的香气。
Because they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they have all been transformed to have the aroma of Christ.
因为我们信徒大家在一起。
As believers, we gather.
如果我们每一个人都有基督的香气。
If all of us have the aroma of Christ.
我们聚集在整个教会里面，那个香气不是让我们觉得我们在这里真好吗？
Then wouldn't that aroma make us feel that it is so wonderful to be here?
所以基督的香气在得救的人身上是需要的。
Therefore, the aroma of Christ is necessary among those who believe.
但是在灭亡人的身上也都要有基督的香气。
But we also need to be the aroma of Christ to those who are perishing.
这个灭亡人的身上就是讲指的还没有信主的人。
Those who are perishing refer to the unbelievers.
因为活在罪里面。
Who are living in sin.
所以是活在灭亡里面。
And they are destined for destruction.
那为什么在这个灭亡的身上也要基督的香气？
Why is it that we also need to be an aroma to them, to these people?
因为神是看不见的。
God cannot be seen.
一个人还没有认识神之前呢，人就变成很重要。
Before a person comes to experience and know God, he looks at us.
所以一个人要来教会里面寻求神，他第一个要感受到的就是周围的人。
So the first contact an unbeliever gets when he comes to church is the people here.
是不是周围的人真的很好？
Are the people in church nice?
如果觉得周围的人比社会人更好。
If they feel that the people here are better than the people in the world,
他就觉得说这值得再查考下去。
They will want to continue to study the truth.
如果我们来到教会，觉得教会里面的人跟社会一样。
But if they feel that the church members are not any different from the people of the world,
那下一个问题就，那我为什么需要信神？
Then they wonder why they should believe in God.
所以在一个人还没有认识神之前，
So before a person knows God,
人变成很重要。
He looks at people.
所以在灭亡人的身上也要有基督的香气。
Therefore, we also need to be the aroma of Christ to the perishing.
要把基督活出来。
We need to live as Christ.
所以我们常常发现哦，要引导一个你不认识的人啊，有时候反而比较简单。要引导一个跟你住在一起的人不简单。
So sometimes it's easier to lead a stranger to Christ than to lead your family members to Christ.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有住在一起，你可以讲信耶稣有多好。
Because if you don't know this person that well, you can talk all you want about how great it is to be a Christian.
他听了很受感动，就来信主了。
And they'll be very moved by your words, and they'll come to believe.
但是住在一起就很难了。
But when you preach to those who live next to you,
你说信耶稣多，我现在要看。
They will watch your life to see whether it's really that great.
从你的生活跟做人里面来看，是不是真的这么好？
They will look at how you conduct yourself in your daily life to see whether it is truly good to be Christian.
如果我们没有香气，
if we do not have the aroma of Christ,
那就很难了。
Then it is hard.
所以圣经里面才讲呢，这个彼得前书里面。
Therefore, in 1 Peter,
他说如果有不信从道理的丈夫，
Peter teaches if any member have husbands that do not believe.
要用品德把他感化过来。
They should try to win them over by their conduct.
这个不只是说这个太太对丈夫。
Of course, this does not only apply to the wives.
这个也指的丈夫对太太。
It also applies to the husbands.
如果他不听，
if the spouse does not listen,
你怎么讲他都不听。
It wouldn't matter. Even if you keep telling him or her, they will not listen.
那变成讲了没有用了。
Then your message becomes pointless.
那下面就是要用品德把他感化过来。
So you have to resort to winning him over with your conduct.
那这个品德是什么？
And what kind of conduct?
就是基督的香气。
The aroma of Christ.
就是基督的品德。
The character and the conduct of Jesus Christ.
让他受感动，信耶稣真的不一样。
So that the spouse may be touched and see that it is truly different to be a Christian.
所以我们教会里面有孩子带父母来信的。
In our church, some children have brought their parents to the faith.
也有太太带先生来信的。
Some wives have brought their husbands to the faith.
也有先生带太太来信的。
And some husbands have brought their wives to the faith.
很多都是被感动。
And many of these people were moved.
看到他们信耶稣有改变。
Because they've seen how their family members have changed after believing Christ.
所以到最后来信主了。
That's why they came to believe in the Lord.
因此在得救人身上、灭亡身上都有基督的香气，都要把基督活出来。
So to both the saved and the perishing, we must live as Christ so that the aroma of Christ may be manifest.
那怎么把基督活出来？
How can we live as Christ?
十六节
Verse 16
在这等人就做死的香气，叫他死。
To the one, we are the smell of death.
在那等人就做活的香气，叫他活。
To the other, the fragrance of life.
主要是讲把基督的香气活出来，一个就是要死，一个就是要活。
The aroma of Christ is both the smell of death and the fragrance of life.
这里说就有一等人要做死的香气，叫他死。
To the one, we are the smell of death.
基督的香气是从他的死当中表现出来。
The fragrance of Christ came from his death.
我们仔细看主耶稣在世界上是怎么，所谓死的香气是什么
？What is the smell of death?
主耶稣对自己来讲是死的。
Jesus,
没有自由自我的存在。
For himself, Jesus Christ is considered dead because he had denied himself.
你看在客西马尼园祷告。
Just think about the prayer in Gethsemane.
主耶稣怎么祈祷
？How did Jesus pray?
不要照我的意思。
Not according to my will.
只要照你的意思。
But your will be done.
没有我的存在。
He had denied himself completely.
这是一种香气啊。
That becomes a fragrance.
我们人活在这个世界上啊。都强调自我。
Living in this world, we like to emphasize or emphasize our ego.
所以你看，我们在看那个团体照啊，你那个团体照哪来？第一个你看谁
？When you take up a group photo, who do you look at first?
当然有可能是看你所爱的人。
Perhaps your loved ones.
但是我想大部分的第一个就是看你自己。
But usually you look at yourself first.
所以人常常是以自我中心在思考事情。
So people often think with their selves as the center.
那我们再看以赛亚书十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章。
Isaiah 14.
十二节。
Verse 12.
以赛亚书十四章的十二节。
Isaiah 14 verse 12.
明亮之星，早晨之子，你竟何从天堕落？你这攻略列国的，竟何被砍倒在地上？十三节
，13，
你心里曾说：“我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。”第四节
，14，
我要升高到云上，我要与至上者同等。我们仔细看这个明亮之星，早晨之子也可以指着天子。
The morning star is the angel.
天使堕落。
The angel was cast down.
被砍倒在地上。
He was thrown to the earth.
那在十三节到十四节短短的两节里面
，In verses 13 and 14,
有几次提到我呢
？How many times did he say I？
有六次提到我。
Six times.
这个就是骄傲。
This is pride.
所以我们在这个世界上所谓基督的香气就是不强调自我。
Having the fragrance of Christ means not emphasizing or bringing the ego.
我们高举主耶稣。
We need to exalt Christ instead.
我们讲话不太强调我。
We should not always talk about ourselves.
我不重要。
We ourselves are not important.
只要主耶稣的名得到荣耀。
What is important is the glory of the name of Christ.
只要主耶稣的旨意得到成全。
What is important is for God's will to be done.
只要主耶稣的工作能够完成。
What's important is for His work to be accomplished.
那我们就算不了什么。
So we are nothing.
这个就是一种香气。
That becomes a fragrance.
那你看世界上人强调自我。
People in the world like to talk about themselves.
有时候你仔细听一个人如果一直讲话，几分钟里面都是在我很难受的。
When you talk with certain people, they always like to talk about themselves, and you become sick.
因为一个人强调自我。就很难谦卑下来。
When a person always talks about himself, it's hard for him to humble himself.
我们看主耶稣怎么谦卑。
Let's consider how Jesus humbled himself.
我们先回到腓立比书。
Let's come back to Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
啊, 第二章。
Chapter 2.
啊, 第五节。
Verse 5.
啊, 第六节。
Let's start with verse 6.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，啊，反倒虚己，
7.
取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。这里讲主耶稣虚己。
The Lord Jesus Christ emptied himself.
不以自己与神同等为强夺。
He did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他是神。
He was God.
但是当他成为人，
But he became man.
他就做奴仆的形象。
And he took the form of a servant.
这个叫做虚己。
And that is what it means to empty himself.
今天我们是人。
Today we are human beings.
但是我们常常要装作神。
But we like to pretend to be God.
被神人当作神这样来尊敬崇拜。
We like to be worshipped and honored as God.
这个就不是虚己啊。
That is not emptying ourselves.
你看主耶稣出生在马槽里面。
Jesus Christ was born in the manger.
他像仆人跟人洗脚。
Like a servant, he washed his disciples' feet.
其实他是天上的神。
But in reality, he was God in heaven.
如果他没有虚己，他怎么做得到呢？
If he did not empty himself, he would not have done that.
所以这个叫做相信。
And that is what fragrance is all about.
我记得我们教会有一个姐妹在一个农业公司上班。
A sister in our church works in an agricultural firm.
她常常在提到她的老板。
And she would always mention about her boss.
她说她每一次要那个把一桶水要倒进那个饮水器的时候，老板就说你不要来，我来帮你。
She mentioned that when she tries to refill the water at the fountain, the boss would help her.
那有时候他要出去的时候，老板帮他开门。
And sometimes when she leaves, the boss will even open the door for her.
那有时候老板跟雇员一起打乒乓球。
And the boss will sometimes play ping pong with the employees.
那有一阵子，他这个 potato 做得很大，整个美国里面 potato 最大的一个公司。
And there was one time when the potato sale of that company was number one in the country.
但是他在生活当中，让你不会觉得他是老板。
But the boss did not.Project himself as the boss.
因为他是一个虔诚的基督徒。
Because this boss was a very pious Christian.
他虚己。
He humbled himself.
所以大家很尊敬他。
That's why people respected him.
那这个就是基督的香气。
And that is the fragrance of Christ.
我们在世界上要尊神伟大。
In this world, we must exalt God.
要谦卑自己。
And humble ourselves.
让人处处感觉到我们是一个很谦卑的人。
So that people everywhere can see our humility.
我记得有一个我们教会有一个弟兄。
We have a brother in church.
他在到了搬家到一个教会。
Who moved to a new church.
他经过四年了。
And for 4 years.
有一天那个教会负责人告诉我。
After 4 years, the church council member told me.
我经过四年，我才知道他在美国一个出名的大学得一个博士学位。
That only 4 years later did anybody realize that this brother had a PhD degree.
这不简单啊。
In the United States.
这个就是虚己。
So this brother humbled himself.
通常一个人唯恐别人不知道我有什么成就。
Normally people like to show off and tell others what they have accomplished.
所以人跟人相见呢，讲不到几句话，名片就出来了。
That's why they like to show off their business cards.
名片里面讲什么？现任一大堆头衔。
With all their titles on the card.
然后反过来承认。
And on the backside is their resume.
不管有没有毕业，在哪个大学做过研究也写出来。
And even if they never got a degree, they would write down that they did certain research at a certain institution.
这个就是世界的一套。
This is the way of the world.
但是虚己就是懂得隐藏。
But to empty ourselves means to hide ourselves.
懂得谦卑。
To be humble.
所以后来这个负责人发现那个弟兄以后，他很受感动。
So this church board member was very touched to learn about this brother's background.
真的很谦卑。
This brother was indeed very humble.
这个叫基督的香气。
This is the fragrance of Christ.
让人从心里会一种尊敬佩服。
It arouses admiration and honor.
那这个基督的香气还包括对罪而死。
And the fragrance of Christ also means being dead to sin.
他没有犯过罪。
Jesus did not sin.
这是一种香气。
So he was a fragrance.
今天如果我们在生活当中你都没有犯罪。
Today, if in our lives we do not sin,
你就是一种香气。
We become a fragrance.
那因为有人这生活很圣洁。
Some people, because of their holy living,
所以让那些想要犯罪的人就想他都没有犯罪，我们也可以做。
were able to inspire those around him not to sin.
我们对罪就死了。
In doing so, we are dead to sin.
有人很谦卑。
Some people are humble.
不愿意张扬自己的荣耀。
They don't like to display their power, their ability.
那你现在小小有一点成就，你就发现那一个人成就这么大都不讲了。我们有一点成就，我们能够讲什么？
Now, when you meet such people, you will not like to boast about your insignificant accomplishments because you know that you cannot even compare to that person.
这么出名大学一个博士学位他都不讲了，那我们这小学校都博士算什么？不要讲了。
We have graduated from certain schools, but when we compare ourselves to a PhD degree holder who graduated from prestigious school, we will not be so boastful.
所以对有一种人要做死得相近，叫他死。
So to certain people, we need to be the fragrance or the smell of death.
教会里面要有人带头做死的香气，让一些人能够死，像基督的香气才能够显明出来。
In the church, the leaders need to be the smell of death, so that everyone can be dead to sin.
主耶稣对世界来而死。
Jesus Christ was also dead to the world.
他坐在天上荣华的宝座。
He was seated in the glorious throne.
他可以选择降生在王宫。
He could have chosen to be born in the palace.
但是他降生在木匠的家庭里面。
But he chose to be born in a carpenter's home.
这是他自己选择的。
That was his choice.
这个告诉他人们，他在世界是对世界而死。
So to the world, he was dead.
因此，在教会里面，我们要有这个人呢，对世界而死。
Therefore, we need people in the church who are dead to the world.
我们教会有一个长老，常常很受人怀念。
We have an elder in church, or had an elder in church.
我在读神学院的时候，他离世。
Who passed away while I was studying in the seminary, and people admired him.
他曾经发表一篇文章叫《我的人生观》。
He wrote an article about his philosophy.
他说钱是从社会赚来的。
He said money comes from the society.
所以要用之于社会。
So it must be spent to benefit the society.
因此他立志把他所有赚的钱用在三方面。
He resolved to spend his earnings in three areas.
第一个要献给真耶稣教会做传道救人的工作。
The first area is to contribute to the True Jesus Church for the saving of souls.
第二个
Second,
要建立学校百年树人。
His money is to be used to set up schools to edify the students.
第三个
Third,
要设立孤儿院慈善机构。
He wanted to establish charitable organizations such as orphanages.
真的他赚很多钱，他真的这样去做。
He earned a lot of money, and he used his money that way.
那你看他的生活怎么生活？
And just look at his lifestyle.
他说有一套西装已经穿了几十年了。
He wore the same suit, a set of suit for decades.
听说他的床中间呢破了一个洞。
And I was told that his bed had a hole in the middle.
他的轿车已经用了很多年了。
And he had been driving or using the same car for years.
他对世界的享受死了。
He was dead to the pleasures of this world.
所以以后教会的人看到他就一个榜样。
That's why he became an example to the church members.
你看他赚这么多钱，生活这么节俭，行这么多善事。
They saw how he was so thrifty and did so many charitable work despite his great wealth.
那我们怎么赚一点小钱就想要张扬享受呢？
So of course they will themselves will want to be just as thrifty.
所以因为有一个人对享受世界死了，所以大家就跟着死。
When a person has died to the pleasures of this world, the people around him will want to do the same.
那你如果世界教会里面没有一个人带头死哦，大家就变成一个风气啊，学来学去啊，物质一直在追求。
If no one in this church wants to take the lead and die to the world, then everybody will follow the trend of the world.
所以对一些人要做死的香气，叫他死。
So to certain people, we need to be the fragrance of death.
这个就是我活着就是基督。
And that is what it means. To live is Christ.
把主耶稣的死活出来。
To live out the death of Jesus Christ.
好，我们再回到哥林多后书第二章。
Let's come back to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
16节。
Verse 16.
好，下半句，在那等人就获活的香气，叫他活。
To the one, to the other, the fragrance of life.
主耶稣有活的香气。
Jesus was the fragrance of life.
他把神的爱活出来。
He lived out the love of God.
主耶稣讲过一句话很非常出名。
Jesus made a very famous statement.
他说，我如果被举起来，我就要吸引万人来归我。
When I'm lifted up from this earth, I will draw all men to myself.
这个举起来就是被钉十字架。
To be lifted up means to be crucified.
我就要吸引万人来归我。
By doing so, he will draw all men to himself.
十字架就是主耶稣把神的爱活出来一个香气的地方。
The cross was the place where Jesus lived out the love of God.
那今天我们会被主吸引，就是因为他有爱的香气。
Today we are attracted to the Lord because of His fragrance of love.
今天我们在生活当中要把主的爱活出来。
In our lives, we must live out the love of God.
那我们到处所到的地方啊。就会吸引很多的人。
Then wherever we are, we will draw many to Christ.
这是一个相当不简单的一个功课。
This is not an easy lesson.
那怎么知道我们有主耶稣的爱呢？
How can we know whether we have the love of Christ?
你看主耶稣怜悯众人。
Look at how Jesus had compassion on the people.
他看到这么多人跟从他，他就怜悯他们。
He had pity on the large crowd that followed him.
今天我们用我们的眼睛来看世界上的众人。
Today, when we look at the people of this world,
我们的心啊，如果能够对他们有怜悯，
if we have a heart of compassion towards them,
我们就是有基督的心在里面。
Then we have the heart of Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣怜悯他们啊，下面动作就出来。
Jesus did not only have compassion on them; he acted in compassion.
他就开口教训他们许多的道理。
He taught them many teachings.
那便便给他们吃。
He fed them with bread.
医他们的病。
He healed the sick.
所以我们的把主的爱行出来，就是在生活当中，愿意能够牺牲自己啊，来去造就别人。
To live out the love of God, therefore, means to sacrifice ourselves to edify others.
这个就是基督的香气。
And that is the fragrance of Christ.
我们在美国啊，有一个很好的精神，就是这个 volunteer 义工。
In the United States, there is a very good trend or spirit, and that is being a volunteer.
我记得有一个姐妹生癌症很严重。
A sister was having cancer.
她先生没有办法载她到医院。
Her husband couldn't send her to the hospital.
她就到医院里面去登记，就有义工来载她去医院看病，然后载她回来。
So she contacted the hospital, and a volunteer came to take her to the hospital and send her home.
那些义工都是很虔诚的基督徒，退休以后的基督徒。
These volunteers were very devout Christians who had retired.
但是不拿钱的。
They were not paid.
她为什么愿意这样做？
Why were they willing to be volunteers?
就是要把基督的爱活出来。
Because they wanted to show the love of Christ.
虽然看起来很小，但是这是很温暖的。
Even little things like those can touch a person's heart.
所以我们能够在生活当中很小事情上啊，来能够像基督一样来爱别人，这个就是香气。
So if even in little things we can love others with the love of Christ, then we become a fragrance.
去年我在一个杂志里面看到一篇的报道。
Last year I read an article.
他说美国一年当中捐给慈善机构的有差不多上千亿以上的美金。
According to statistics, tens of millions of dollars, billions of dollars have been contributed to charitable causes in one year.
全世界没有一个国家跟这个可以相比的。
In America, and no other country in this world can ever compare to that.
为什么这么多人愿意捐钱给慈善机构？
Why do so many people contribute to charitable organizations?
这个源头也是从圣经的精神来的。
It all came from the teachings of the Bible.
你仔细看美国比较出名的医院，开头都是从基督教开始的。
Most of the famous hospitals in the United States were founded on Christian teachings.
因此这个圣经的精神就是要我们把基督的精神活出来，这个就是香气。
So the spirit of the Bible is to live out the love of Christ.
所以我活着就是基督，就是把基督活的香气、死的香气都能够活出来。
Therefore, to live is Christ, means to be the fragrance of death and the fragrance of life.
那我死了就有益处。
If we do that, then to die is gain.
那把基督活出来的第二个表现就是有基督的心。
The second characteristic of living as Christ is having the heart of Christ.
我们现在回到腓立比书第二章。
Please read Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，在爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。第三节。
Three.
凡事不可以结党，不可以贪图虚浮的荣耀，要存心谦卑，要看别人比自己强。第四节。
Four.
个人不要单顾自己的事，要顾别人的事。第五节。
Five.
你们应当要有基督的心为心。这个地方保罗在谈到 啊，第一节、第二节是在谈到比较正面的。
Verses 1 and 2 are about the positive aspect.
那第三节、第四节是谈到用比较负面的。
Yeah, verses 3 and 4 are about the negative aspect.
但是到最后，它有同样一个目的。
But the goal is the same.
就是要我们大家能够意念相同、爱心相同，有一样的心思、有一样的意念。
That every one of us have the same love, being one in spirit and one purpose.
这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
人每一个人有不同的思想。
People have different ways of thinking.
我每一个人有不同的经验。
People have different experience.
每一个人有不同的理想。
And different ideologies.
那这么多人集合在一起。
When all these people get together,
怎么样有可能能够同心呢？
How is it possible to be of one heart?
所以我们常常讲同心到底是同你的心还是同我的心？
We always talk about being united and having one heart. Is it your heart or my heart?
这是一个很难的问题啊。
Should be the model. It's a difficult question.
但是圣经里面的答案就是，所谓同心就是以基督的心为心。
But according to the Bible, having the same heart means to have the heart of Christ.
所以我活着就是基督，就是能够体会基督的心来生活。
To live is Christ, means to live with the heart of Christ in us.
我们看《使徒行传》，
你
发现
Acts
刚刚开始的时候，120个人同心合意。
We see that in the beginning, 120 disciples were of one heart.
但后来3000个人受洗。
Later on, 3,000 were baptized.
3000个人同心合意。
3,000 of them were one heart.
不简单的。
It's not easy.
这是一个很大的神迹。
It was a miracle.
3000个人能够同一个心。
For 3,000 people to be of the same heart.
因为基督活在他们里面。
This is because Christ lived in them.
他们有基督的心。
They had the heart of Christ.
所以大家就同心了。
So everyone had the same heart.
所以今天教会要同心，你就一个方法。
So for the church to be of one heart today, there's only one way.
每一个人的心要回归向神。
The heart of everyone must turn back to God.
要请主耶稣住在我们里面。
Everyone must invite Jesus to come into their heart.
我们的心思意念就会一样。
Then our hearts and our minds will be the same.
我们的心就会一样。
And we will have the same heart.
好，我们现在来看到底要怎么做。
How do we do that?
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
说在基督里有什么劝勉。我们对别人的劝勉要以基督为主。
第一节。If there's any comfort, encouragement from Christ.
罗马书12章保罗说，我以基督的慈悲劝你们。
Paul says, I urge you in view of God's mercy
要将身体献上当作活祭
to offer yourselves as living sacrifices
所以我们对别人的劝勉是要在基督里面的
So our encouragement to others must be in Christ
不是世俗的
It is not a secular encouragement
如果别人不想来聚会要在基督里面来劝他
For example, when people don't feel like coming to church we need to encourage them in Christ
如果弟兄姊妹有问题要在基督里面来劝他
When brothers and sisters have problems in their lives, we need to encourage them in Christ.
如果找不到人做圣工，要在基督里面来劝。
When people don't like to serve in the church, we need to encourage them in Christ.
在基督里面来劝勉，才容易同心呢。
Encouragement in Christ leads to unity.
你不同的方法也会让人做相同的事情。
Of course, there are other ways to motivate people.
所以有时候我们发现，甚至在教会里面，你要找人来工作，都要有一点人际关系。
And sometimes you have to be tactful. To get people to work in church.
其实如果大家都能以基督的心呢，这个就不重要。
But actually, if everyone has the heart of Christ, that will not be necessary.
那下面说安慰，爱心有什么安慰
？And then it talks about any comfort from His love.
这个爱也是从基督来的。
And this love is from Christ.
我们安慰别人要有基督的爱。
When we comfort others, we need to have the love of Christ.
那我们对别人的安慰才会真的去感动别人。
Then our love. And comfort will touch others.
下面圣灵有什么交通
？Any fellowship with the Spirit.
信徒之间的交通要在灵里面来进行。
The fellowship of brothers and sisters must be in the Spirit.
所以教会不是社交。
In the church, we do not have a social relationship.
教会叫做团契。
We have a fellowship.
那社交跟团契有什么不同
？What's the difference between regular relationships and fellowship
团契是在基督的灵里面在灵里面的交通
fellowship is one in the spirit
所以团契以后大家心会一致归向基督
so in our fellowship we should all come together and be like Christ
那社交在讲什么
but in an worldly gathering
你如果有去过参加一些比较世界人的婚礼你就发现社交在讲什么
If you ever have been to occasions such as weddings outside the church, what do people talk about?
互相赞美, 你的头发这么漂亮啊, 你的衣服这么漂亮?
They praise each other about their hair, their dress, etc.
那就谈股票, 谈政治,
they talk about stocks and politics.
这个叫做社交,
and these happen on social occasions.
这个没有办法让我们同心的,
these things cannot unite.
所以教会里面不能谈政治,
so in the church, we do not talk about politics.
我们不谈股票,
we don't talk about stocks.
我们在这里不互相赞美,
we don't praise each other.
在灵里面交通,
but we have fellowship in the spirit.
这样才会同心啊,
that is why we can be united.
你如果在教会里面谈股票, 谈政治, 互相赞美, 散掉了, 教会就散掉了。
If you talk about stocks, politics, and praise each other in church, then the church will disperse.
所以我们在灵里面交通,
so we need to have the fellowship in the spirit.
第三节,
verse 3.
不可结党,
do nothing out of selfish ambition.
如果我们看英文翻译就不一样了。 Self-ambition, 有自我的野心在里面在做事。
Selfish ambition.
这个没有办法同心的。
This will not lead to unity.
我们的心是以基督的心, 不是为着自己。
Our hearts must be the heart of Christ, not selfish.
一点有隐藏个人的自我的野心在里面, 就没有办法同心。
Even if there's just a little bit of selfish ambitions in us, we cannot be united.
再来, 不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
No vain conceit.
当主耶稣的门徒有一个说, 将来求我, 他的母亲来问了, 将来你得位的是一个坐在你的左边, 一个坐在你的右边。
A mother of Jesus' two disciples came and asked Jesus to have her two sons seated on the right and left hand.
其他的门徒就开始嫉妒了。
The other disciples became jealous.
所以一个人如果开始追求个人的荣耀, 马上问题出来。
So when a person seeks his own vain conceit, then problems will surface.
但如果大家都追求主耶稣的荣耀,
but if everyone seeks the glory of Jesus Christ,
存心就出来了。
Then there is unity.
那存心谦卑, 看别人比自己强。
In humility, consider others better than yourself.
大家隐藏, 谦卑, 就同心了。
If all of us withdraw ourselves and become humble, we become united.
那保罗说,
Paul says,
说我的喜乐跟满足就是这个在这里。
Make my joy complete by doing these things.
我们看到教会大家, 灵性一直在进步,
so when everyone in church is growing spiritually,
越来越同心,
when everyone is united,
基督的香气在我们当中产生,
when the fragrance of Christ permeates us,
我们的喜乐就在这里。
Then this will make our joy complete.
做圣工的喜乐就在这里。
This is the joy of serving God.
因为你投下去的, 你看到他们在成长。
Because you see that the result of your energy and effort is growing.
你看到神的名得到荣耀。
And you see that the name of God is glorified.
那个就是我们的喜乐。
That is our joy.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.